Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Friday to you. It's Rock Day today. Duh.
Yeah. We're rocking into the weekend on KMOX.
Doy.
I feel like most days are Rock Day. Like, when do we ever play non-rock
songs?
Yeah,
that's a good point.
I mean, there's different levels, though, right?
She's ruining my vibe, Wheels.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's a heavy Friday right here
on
KMOX.
I'll just sit quietly.
What was your generational duh? Like, we had duh. We had doy. Oh, we had dur.
We were a duh. We were the duh group.
Did you guys ever say no dip?
Nope. Oh, I remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
Dip was a name you called people. You dip. I have no idea what it meant other than just it was a name you called people. Name calling was, I mean, duh. But name calling was just so big when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Oh, it did.
Like, it always just worked on me. Like, when someone would call me a name, I'm just like, well, you got the upper hand on that one.
Well, I remember being so little that I didn't understand what a curse word was. I just knew there were words I wasn't supposed to say, and one of them was stupid. And one time, my brother called me stupid, and I was in, like, a frenzy to go tell my mom. I'm like, you will never believe what he just said, because I thought he was cursing.
Did it work out the way that you thought it would?
No. She was like, oh, that's actually not that big of a deal.
Don't say that anymore.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that was, we never got in trouble for saying that, for saying stupid or shut up.
No.
Unless we said shut up to mom or dad, in which case you're in big trouble.
Yeah, you can't doy dad.
No, you can't. You cannot go like, duh, dad.
I remember at my school, shut up was, I don't think shut up was allowed, but you could say shush up. And it's like,
what's
the difference?
Same thing.
I feel like I had
a similar thing.
Really?
Yeah.
At Catholic school?
It was Lewis and Clark Community College. So we both went.
My school, you're not allowed to say shut up, and we're all in our 20s.
What age did you guys start swearing? Like, not just like occasionally, like I'm going to sneak one in there to impress people. Like, it just like became a thing.
11.
I was late. Oh, gosh. I was grown.
I went to.
Really?
Yeah.
I went from Catholic grade school where I was until fifth grade, and then sixth grade I got dumped into public middle school, and the walls were down, the wheels were off.
It was
just craziness from there on.
I think I'm a pretty nice guy, pretty affable, and I'm the opposite when I play sports. I just lose my mind.
Yeah.
And one of the first times I remember really cursing was in high school. We were playing Lutheran North, and I ran up on the goalie. I was probably in the wrong, and the goalie went chest to chest with me, and he goes, "You're messing with your heartbeat, man." And I go, "F you." But I said F, and everyone heard it, and everyone went, whoa. And I just remember, like, really? That much of a reaction? Okay.
Yeah.
I must have really sold it.
I'm trying to remember. I was probably, like, 12 or 13 the first time I swore where my parents could hear it.
Mm.
And it was at a baseball game, of course, because I made an out or something, and I probably dropped an S-bomb.
Yeah.
And I don't recall getting in trouble for it, and I'm like, oh, all right, cool. I know I can do that now. It was fine. Didn't change anything. It's the way that it was.
Yeah.
You know?
Were mom and dad big cussers?
My mom never. I've heard her say, you know, the worst thing I've ever heard her say is maybe occasional S-bomb, but it's very rare.
Yeah.
Man, my dad was pretty good at it. He was in the Army and played sports, so he's pretty good at it.
My mom only said it when she was quoting someone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But even then, it was weird to hear it.
Come out of her mouth. Yeah, it was a little different. A little different. It was pretty much, you know, it was like, where'd you learn that? From dad. Where do you think I learned that?
Yeah, exactly.
That's like your story about seeing Blazing Saddles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they said the F word, and my mom's like, Jack, we should go home. And it was a drive, and he turns around, he's like, boy, you heard that word? I'm like, I heard it 10 times on the way driving here from you. Kidding me? Michael Kelly's here. Michael, when did you start cussing?
Oh, publicly without being worried about getting slapped or
either
my
way.
Mouth washed out.
Yeah.
So probably what, that fifth, sixth, seventh grade was when you first
remember
hear
how
your
bad
first
you were at it at first.
Yeah. And you didn't even understand what the words meant.
Yeah.
I to this day don't think I understand them. But I think till I understood the proper use of a good cuss word, approximately wasn't until I got into like real life.
Yeah, I hear you.
And you know, some things just can only be described with
you're right.
Hey, listen, they did a study not long ago that swearing is a sign of intelligence.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. And the theory behind it is your understanding of the mean, like how it's used, getting people's attention. Like it's a very good way at getting people's attention to what you're about to say.
I can't believe I've never cursed on the air because it's just a part of my normal speech.
Yep.
With people I'm comfortable with, I don't just lead with it like, hey, Monsignor. But,
well, that's got to be hard for you because, yeah, I use different language. We hang out socially than I would on the radio. But in this setting with John, I'm kind of in that mode. Your setting is kind of like hanging out at the bar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
So it's even more amazing you guys don't slip there occasionally because sometimes that's the only word that can...
Thank you for taking me day drinking, by the way. I haven't done that in 10 years.
Yeah, but you know... It was a great time.
It was a lot of fun.
But I was disappointed with the amount of activity in town. You know, the ballpark was half full, and the bars didn't seem like they were going.
I didn't notice at all.
Yeah, well, you got the start going quicker than me then, huh?
Yeah. But by the way, you're a terrifying driver.
Oh, stop that.
You
I am
are.
Not.
Oh,
I am
oh,
not.
My gosh. That electric beast of yours?
He's crazy.
Your car is cool, Michael. I notice it in the garage sometimes. I'm like, dang, that's a sweet ride.
So I stumbled upon this thing. I was hanging out in a relationship with somebody whose neighbor is working for a startup company. And they said this company was going to be called Rivian, and they were going to make SUVs in America, and they were going to be 100% electric. Hmm. This was pie in the sky. This is pre-COVID, you know. And they said, hey, for $500, you can hold one at this price. So I put my $500 down. I waited a year, 2 years, 3 years. And all of a sudden, I get a call. And they're like, we're actually going to do it. And you're locked in on this price. And by the way, we're selling them for $30,000 more than that.
Ooh.
Do you still want yours? And I'm like, well, of course.
No, thank you.
Yeah, of course. And
I
was nervous because, you know, everybody tells you muscle, you know, like, what, you don't want gas and what are you going to do? And there's this whole conspiracy.
You got plenty of torque. I can vouch.
Yeah. It's the fastest thing I've ever driven. But that everybody's worried about, well, what are you going to do when you run out of power? It's like gasoline. You think about, hey, I got to get gas today on the way to work. Mm-hmm. You think about, hey, I got to get power.
So you strike me as the kind of guy that would like swimming naked with other dudes at a country club.
Say what?
don't you know?
I didn't ever do that in a fraternity time.
Do you know this thing about St. Louis? Have you heard all this?
I don't know.
High schools and the
it's
NAC.
Not just here. It was nationwide.
Yeah.
Back high in like schools.
The 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
You would swim naked?
I didn't, but a lot of my friends
like our parents' generation. Yeah.
No, I've never heard of this.
Yeah, it's a thing.
And in the 90s, they did it at a Missouri Athletic Club, and then they stopped, other than Tom Ackerman still does it. But, it was a thing.
The MAC. You know, that doesn't surprise me that there would be some weird traditions that would go back to unique organizations or unique clubs around town. Because, you know, this place has been here a couple hundred years, but... At high schools, you
St. Louis is weird, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't even know high schools from back in the day that would even have had pools.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, a lot of the bigger schools, especially the bigger public schools, probably did in a lot of places back then because they were huge. Mm-hmm. They had big, you know, big populations, but not that many schools. Yeah. But like we had a caller that said they used to do it going to the Y.
Yeah, he used to take the bus.
And he said he was 71, so he said when they were in school, I guess, they took the bus to the Y and they would swim naked at the Y.
Well, there used to be a Y down here across the street from my house. They turned it into a real fancy hotel that you ought to check out. I don't know what,
C-21? Oh, 21C.
21C, yep, there it is. Very nice hotel. Mm-hmm. But that used to be the YMCA. And so I would go over there and work out and play basketball and stuff. And it was the biggest locker room because it was essentially one floor of this 8-story building. And it was the old dudes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And old guys like to walk around with no clothes on.
Yes, they do.
And they are glad to sit there and try to engage 100%. In a conversation with you in front of all God's glory.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's uncomfortable as can be.
Yeah.
That's why I quit going to the Y, because I was just like, number one, I don't want to engage with naked men. And two, you guys are making me feel inferior here. So
right.
I'm go home and lick my wounds.
Easy. DGS coming up in the next segment. We have Dave Murray's winter forecast, which makes me so happy. In spite of, we still got some warm weather to get through, but I think my HVAC units are going to make it one more season. I'm excited for shorts and hoodies, and that's my jam.
Would you prefer the 2 weeks of 110 degree weather or the 2 weeks of 0 degree weather?
Zero every day, all day.
Ditto.
Yep. Yep.
I don't mind the summertime. I just hate those days when it gets so ridiculous. You're walking to your car, you know, from your front door to your car, and you're in a soaking wet sweat.
No.
I would rather be just bundled up trying to get warm in my car.
Yeah. Yeah. When I lived in Alaska, I got really used to the cold weather and really embraced it, and I was fine with it.
Cool.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I would.
Are you kidding?
How bad were the winters where you grew up?
I mean, they're pretty tough. I mean, like, we would have snow piles on the street from the plows coming through. They would be there for months on end. Like, they didn't just, it's not like here where you get a big snow and then a week later it's gone because it's 52.
Did that not happen?
No, they never canceled school. But in fairness, they're built for it up there. You got twice as many plows, you know. I mean, like, it's the way, that's just kind of the way it was set up.
And your neighborhood ponds still stay frozen during the winter up there, don't they?
My neighbor, my buddy, his dad used to, Rodney was my buddy. His dad would freeze the backyard every year. We play hockey on it all winter long.
When we were kids, I can remember the ponds would freeze, you know, and we'd maybe have a couple of weeks to mess around on the ponds, but I rarely see ponds frozen over anymore, but you guys can go the whole year long.
Yeah, I mean, and I think it's still pretty much like that up there.
Yeah.
Like when you're up there, I mean, it was the southern Michigan, so it wasn't like way up north. It was down by Detroit, so it was southern Michigan. But it was cold, and like everything stayed frozen. If your driveway got ice on it, like you didn't shovel well enough, it was there for weeks. Mm. It was going to be that way for a long time. That's why Dad got mad at me when I wouldn't shovel well.
Mm, makes sense.
Yeah.
Andrew, you want to give a shout out to your best friends at AAA?
Yeah, big thanks to Oscar from AAA who came out and saved me with my dead corroded battery.
He was working.
He was working. I was helping out.
Yeah, I can tell.
How were you helping?
He was
watching.
He had to.
The way you help your dad when you're little.
Yeah, he's like,
hold the light.
He's like, well, I got to unscrew this thing here. And I was like, oh, yeah, you gonna use a screwdriver for that, you think?
He's like, you're going to use the, flat screwdriver one. What's that?
He was super nice about it. He's like, yeah, I'll probably use a screwdriver. And I'm like, classic, yeah.
I'm so impressed by people who can do things.
I kept asking him, he'd be like, turn it on. And I was like, are you sure it's safe to turn on? And he's like, yeah, it's never not safe to turn on. And I was like, do you think it's going to explode? And he's like, no, there's zero risk of exploding.
Pretty sure I get paid more than the AAA guy, and he has actual skills.
Yeah.
He can do things.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
Like when the dystopian time comes, I'm just a bitch. I mean, like, what am I going to just, I'm going to make a living making people laugh?
Maybe.
Hey. We're going to need that when the world falls apart.
I don't think so. I think someone will just make me do it.
Can I tell an Andrew story
real quick? Yeah, man.
Andrew, is it all right if I talk about our interaction from earlier today in the parking lot?
Yeah. That was right before I...
Just hang on. So we're walking out the door, Hancock and Kelly, at the end of our show today. And Andrew's walking with us. And he says, Mike, are you coming back? And John says, no, I'm not. I'm going to Kansas City. I said, yeah, if I don't go play golf, I'm coming back. And Hancock says, where are you guys dining today? And he says, well, we're having KFC. And so with that, we're still walking to the car. Andrew and I are parked next to each other. And I'm getting in my car. Andrew's getting in his car. I said, where are you going? He says, I'm going to KFC to get the food. Now, for people who are at home, you need to realize we are on the third floor of a building. On the first floor of the building is the KFC.
Yeah.
This man took the automobile down two floors.
Well, he didn't. Yeah, that's why we had AAA.
His battery was dead.
Oh, okay. I missed all that. Did he rat on himself on why he was driving the car, that he was going downstairs?
No, he drives to get it three times a week.
That's the most insane thing I've ever heard of.
Well, sometimes we'll walk together, but if I don't walk with him, he takes the car.
I'll take the car because... It is a wild and crazy place down there at the KFC in downtown.
I agree with you. But at the end of the day, we're talking about 2 minutes of time invested here.
And sometimes they take a long time if you go in, and if you go through the drive-thru, they kind of prioritize, I think, moving you through faster.
Mm.
Prioritize.
Well,
that word.
all right, I thought it was weird. Apparently it's accepted and everybody here is defending it.
Yeah, you're the weird one, Michael.
I think it's messed up.
He drives and gets us lunch.
You get your automobile to go down two floors.
Right. Right, I drive to bring them back lunch.
So they're not going
to
question the guy that brings the food.
Like, he's like, oh, the chicken's here.
And he's got to go out of one parking lot. He's got to check out with his little buzzer ticket. Go into another parking lot and then come back in and do it just so he doesn't have to walk into the front door.
You got it.
If your day sounds like
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, big day. It is the fall
nope,
forecast.
Fall.
I just want it cold.
Jumping ahead, Dave.
I just want it cold. So the fall forecast, Dave Murray, of course, going to lead us through that. So how was this one putting it together?
Yeah, it was, I'm so used to doing this. I have kind of a pattern that I follow. Mm-hmm. So it's okay. And it's nothing. This fall, I don't think anything challenging other than it's not going to be our typical fall.
Oh, crap. I know.
Well, you don't know what that means.
No, I
know.
I'm bracing myself. Dave, after you debuted here in the DGS, as always, where do people find it?
Okay, it can be found, give me about 10 minutes or so, but it will be on my Facebook page, Dave Murray's Weather. That's all you have to do is search, and I'm pretty sure we are going to get it up on the KMOX site.
Perfect. Okay, lead it off.
All righty. Do you want to do the weather first and then
Okay. Let's do the
because
weekend.
Summer's coming back. Today, kind of the transition day, 89, 90 for the high, 92 tomorrow, still nothing weird. Then Sunday, still a chance of a spot early morning shower. Do not worry about it. Partly sunny, but up to 95 on Sunday. Humidity starts to come back. Monday, sunny and hot, 98. And Tuesday, sunny and hot, 99, 100 degrees on Tuesday. Hottest stretch will be Monday and Tuesday. A little bit cooler on Wednesday because a couple of showers could be around, but we're still talking low, maybe mid-90s.
Okay, fair enough. And we're real, I mean, September's our first month and we're real close to it.
Yes, we are. That's always nice when putting these things together. That the month is very close to start.
Yeah.
So, all right. You want me to go?
I'm ready.
All right. This September will be known for a solid seesaw temperature pattern, kind of like what we had in August. And that's going to last all month long. There's going to be two cool spells, two warm spells. Otherwise, just about where we should be. So equal cool and warm spells. Average high in September is 81. The average low is 60 degrees. So we should be pretty close to that. The key nighttime temperatures will be making a slow but steady cool down, kind of typical as we get into the fall season. When it's all said and done, September temperatures will average out near average. Overall, pretty nice month coming up in September. Records, I don't see any high records, don't see any low neck records, and I certainly don't see any frost or freeze concerns, so we can keep the gardens going. Moisture, September typically is a very dry month. Rainfall will be below average, maybe even well below average. That's good news for the harvest season. I know we need some rain, but the folks who bring in all the crops and everything else, they don't need the rain. They really don't want it. So again, kind of a dry month. Area rivers will be just fine. Second season of thunderstorms does occur in the fall, typically not until October into early November, and thinking limited thunderstorms this September. Things we look for in September, the black and white garden spiders are common around the home. Look for puffballs and other fall mushrooms. They will just sprout out of nowhere. And listen for migrating birds in the evening hours.
Dave, when you say a couple hot spells, a couple cool spells, what kind of temps are you talking about?
I think, if we use the average for September of the 81-60, a hot spell would be close to 90. Mm-hmm. A cool spell would be in the low to mid-70s.
But you'd be surprised to see any more of the mid to upper 90s.
I think Yeah, I think a 95 plus, even though it can happen in September, it gets tougher and tougher only because the days are getting shorter and shorter.
Okay, makes sense. Okay, October.
October. Again, let's let the average high and low, 69 for the high, 49 for the low. So something obviously happens in October. Mm-hmm. I love the month of October, typically a wonderful month around the region. The heat and the humidity of summer is now a thing of the past. However, temperatures are still a big player this month. This October, temperatures will stay above average both day and night. I think it's a rather warm month. And October could actually be well above average with our temperatures day and night. Now, of course, there'll be some cool spells as the days continue to get shorter and the nights get longer. The cool down just has to automatically happen, but the cool down is going to be slow and limited. Records, it looks like the trend for above average temperatures day and night, but I don't see any daytime or overnight records. This is not record-breaking heat in October, but it will be quite mild. Typically, we do turn colder by the end of October, though it's going to be hard to break that trend that I'm thinking right now. I don't see a lot of cool or cold weather even by the end of the month. Frost or freeze is always possible towards the end of October, but I'm not seeing that this October, so we get to keep the gardens going one more time. Rainfall for this October, again, like September, typically a very dry month, though we have seen Octobers in St. Louis that have been just torrential rainfall. They're very rare. Thinking this October will also be dry with rainfall amounts below average. The rivers, large and small, will be fine, staying in check. And that's really good news. Even though we need some rain, it's good news for the rivers to get them settled down as we go into winter. Mid to late October, we have to consider the second season of thunderstorms. That always happens with above average temperatures that I'm forecasting. The second season should be in play for the last half of October. So the thunderstorm season is not over. We should have one or two rock and roll days. And so even though I'm expecting some thunderstorms, I still think rainfall will be below average. The fall colors peak the last week in October into the middle of November, and the seasons should only be fair this year because the rainfall patterns have been just too bouncy, so kind of a mixed bag with the fall colors. October signs, persimmons start to ripen. Look for spiders ballooning on gossamers on clear, windy days, and the juncos, the snowbirds, they arrive from Canada.
So, Dave, same question. When you say a warmer October, a warm day in October, if the average is a high of 69 in the 70s?
Yeah, I a warm day in October is going to be 80.
Okay.
80 plus. A cool day, which again I think will be limited, will probably be about 60. But they're going to be hard to find this October.
Okay, fair enough. November.
All right, the average high, 55. The average low, 37. And we actually have average snowfall in November of 0.9 inches. November typically brings a steady step down into colder weather day and night. November typically is the transition month with that process of getting into winter. The catch this November, I think the step down is going to also be a real struggle. So a very slow process. Expect more seesaw temperatures, but cold air is going to be hard to find. Think a rather mild to even warm November coming up. I don't see any record cold records as far as temperature is concerned, but I wouldn't be surprised to see one, even two record highs be at least attempted in November. Yes, we will get a frost or a freeze, but it's going to be a struggle, the best shot waiting until the end of the month. That's kind of a long wait for us. Storm track is going to be active, especially to our north. So even though November typically brings an uptick in moisture, it can be a wet month. But I'm thinking this November will continue to be a little bit on the dry side, below average rainfall. Second season of the thunderstorms that started in October will still be in play. The focus will be the first 5 days of the month. So most of the second season of thunderstorms will be in October. It is November, and of course, the snow bunnies start to chatter. What about snow? I don't see any large storm systems that would get down into the middle of the country. There will be some to our north, well to our north. In fact, right now, I'm not seeing much of anything, even light snow or flurries. So no excitement here, snow bunnies. Nothing to see. Just keep moving along. Birds begin gathering at the feeders for November signs. Scan the leafless trees for the paper nest of the bald-faced hornets. And woodchucks are now asleep in their underground nest. So you won't see any woodchucks.
Uh-huh. I don't think I've ever seen a woodchuck.
But I'm sad about
wood,
not getting
it. How much wood can a woodchuck take up?
Woodchuck, woodchuck, wood.
Yeah, suddenly go. I want to see a woodchuck. I wasn't even, it was nowhere in my radar. And I'm like, no, those old bastards are sleeping.
Now, I need to add one last thing.
Yeah.
I also completely understand Andrew's philosophy of getting in the car and going down to KFC.
There you go.
Makes a lot
Dave,
of sense.
Dave Murray agrees with you.
Thank you. You know, it's you've been downtown St. Louis, Dave. It's weird down there sometimes.
It is weird down there.
Nothing's promised. You don't know what you're going to get.
Because nothing's promised in your car either. But
no, I was going to say, when you're going through the drive-thru at this particular one, you are in a tunnel and you are trapped. There's nowhere to go but forward or back, and if somebody's blocking
here's the thing, though.
People do block it.
They do.
The trash car is a great equalizer.
That's true. No it basically says, leave me alone.
No one's attacking that guy.
No, that's a fair point.
But you're too afraid you'll end up wearing that sombrero.
It was funny. What Michael left out when he and I were talking is that when I realized that I was walking out with them, I said out loud, oh, crap, I'm going to have to start my stupid junk car next to his super nice car. And then when I got in it and it didn't start, I was like, hey, okay.
I didn't have to start it.
I didn't have to start it after all.
Capital. So give Dave till about 4 p.m. and then go to his Facebook page and you can get the fall forecast. Dave, great work as always. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
I know this is dumb, but isn't it crazy how we affect each other's lives? Like, I met Rush once. They certainly would never remember me. But what a huge gift they were to my life.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they did that. Like, they put in the work to do diddle, 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 diddle. Like, that's awesome. It's just kind of crazy.
We're a cool species.
And you wonder how much they get, how much they meant to so many people.
I think they probably have an idea because so many people tell them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sure they have bands.
I was going to say, I think they were on the receiving end of it for a long time. And that's what led them to do what they do.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah.
But still, I think there's probably a block there for a lot of performers or entertainers or whatever, where they're like, well, but I'm not doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So
remember I wrote the lead singer of Toe the Wet Sprocket, Glenn Phillips, and it was after I lost my brother. And I found the band's contact, and I sent an email just saying, like, hey, just want to let you know how much your music meant to me during this time. And he wrote me back.
Wow.
That's nice of him.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
They're pretty good size band at that time,
too.
Yeah,
pretty big band.
Yeah.
He was like, wow, that's so cool. It means a lot. Isn't that, like, crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're not Glenn Phillips.
Yeah.
Headlines?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So we have more news about the stranded ISS astronauts. They're facing a new delay. This time, it's over their spacesuits. NASA says that the spacesuits that they wore are not compatible with the SpaceX Dragon capsule, which could keep them from hitching a ride on the next flight to
Earth. This is looking worse.
Yeah, it's not good. Technical issues with the Starliner obviously have made it unable to return to Earth, leaving them stranded. They're planning on more tests for the Starliner this weekend, but it's just none of this is looking great.
I mean, if they can't ride back on a SpaceX Dragon and the Starliner, they're afraid it's going to blow up or just go out into the void of space. What the hell do you do? You can't build another Starliner.
Sounds like maybe you shouldn't have put them up there with that in the bid to begin with.
Mm. Sounds like it.
The Starbucks CEO, the incoming CEO of Starbucks, Brian Nickel, is facing backlash over his plans to commute nearly 1,000 miles by corporate jet three times a week. Critics say the jet usage mocks the company's claim that it's a leader in environmental sustainability.
Yeah, you can't get a straw at Starbucks, but the CEO can fly 10,000 miles.
Can I just say,
miles.
If you're going to be named the CEO of a gigantic company, move to where they are.
Yeah, good idea.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.